You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we are living in the most exciting time of your life. The things are happening, and they're happening with a tremendous frequency, a tremendous rapidity. And with us this evening, Tom Horn, who we've had on before. I remember Tom when he was a minister, and then, of course, he went on and became a book publisher and a writer, and he really travels all over the world with a great deal of information. His latest book, Petrus Romanus, Going into the Prophecies of St. Malachi back in the 1100s, and certainly pointing out that in his book a year ago that the Pope Benedict would probably resign, which Pope Benedict has done. Why is this happening today? Certainly, if you look at what's going on in the Middle East, there's going to be a war there. We don't know exactly how it's going to go, how it's going to develop, but certainly Syria today has chemical weapons. Probably the third largest supply of chemical weapons anywhere in the world is in Syria. Israel cannot allow the terrorists to get their hands on those chemical weapons. Certainly Hezbollah in northern Lebanon is ready to strike Israel at any time. Certainly the Palestinians in Gaza are ready to strike. Egypt certainly has been destabilized and could well become involved in a war over there. Things are happening, and well, I want to get Tom Horn's view of this. How can we begin to put it together? What is the significance of the resignation of Pope Benedict? And Tom, you pick up the story.
Hey, Dr. Monteith, great to be back on radio with you again.
Well, I always look forward to it, and basically we've been together for, 10 years or more, probably closer to 15.
You know what? It would probably surprise you to know that it's gone back further than that. It's probably, it's probably close to almost 20 years now.
It's just been an exciting time, and we've certainly appreciated your input, and Tom Ainsonetti came and gave a talk. We have his DVD of the talk he gave here about 4 or 5 years ago, and we'll have to get him back again. But I want your opinion on what's going on with the papacy, what's going on as far as the Near East and the Middle East.
Yeah, sure. And by the way, I look forward to seeing you in July at our sold-out prophecy conference there in Colorado Springs, too.
I certainly am looking forward to it as well.
it's crazy times, right? A year ago, we put out this book. In fact, I came on and did radio shows with you at the time. We put out this book, The Prophecy, on the Prophecy of the Popes. Petrus Romanus, the Final Pope, is Here, in which we made some predictions. And one of the most bold predictions that we made was that Benedict would abdicate the throne of Peter, that he would step down. Now, the reason that was bold is because nobody's done that, right? In 600 years, Christopher Columbus hadn't set sail for the U.S. and it was hundreds of years before that, before the last pope actually stood down. But we predicted that Benedict would not die in office, that he would stand down, and that he would cite health reasons for doing it. That was our prediction.
Yeah, but what was the real reason he was doing it? That's the question.
Yeah, and that really is the question, which we'll hopefully have time to talk about tonight. But the fact that we made that prediction, of course, has had me just buried. About 300 messages per day, if you can believe that, coming in from all over the world, Italian media, the people that made the Terminator movies wanting me to sign a movie deal for the book. I mean, it's just been insane. And so we're just trying to keep up with it. What made it even worse? Well, here's three things. Number one, if people get the book Petrus Romanus, The Final Pope Is Here, and read it, they'll see where over a year ago now, actually, we predicted that the Pope would probably step down in March or April of 2012, and I'll pick it up when we come back from the break.
All right. Well, basically, we carry the book. We think it's a great book. We move a lot of them. And basically, of course, this is talking about the fact that the history of the papacy, certainly starting in 1100. And of course, basically, we're looking about the last pope who's prophesied.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Tom was saying that in the book, where because they said that certainly that Pope Benedict would step down in February or March of last year, and apparently it was announced within the hierarchy of the Catholic Church at that time that he was going to resign, and but nobody could say anything about it. They started actually building the house for his retirement, remodeling one of the buildings there in the Vatican in preparation for the Pope stepping down. The inner hierarchy, the inner circle of the cardinals who run the Vatican, knew as of February or March of last year that, of course, the Pope was going to step down. It wasn't until just a short while ago, however, he made the public announcement. And, of course, people asked Tom, how did you know? I mean, who was your informant? Who do you have on the inside? And Tom's response is, we don't have anybody in the inside. The Holy Spirit pointed us in that direction, and as incredible as it may seem, ladies and gentlemen, when you've been around as long as I have, and certainly I do the best I can to do the Lord's work, and I am always amazed at how the Lord leads us to, and me and my family, to certain things that we probably never would have done on our own, were directed in that way. And I think that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I think that's what Tom is doing, what he's doing. And I think that you'll find the Lord's work and Lord's hand in this book, Petrus Romanus. Go right ahead, Tom.
Yeah, well, So that's what happened. I mean, we found out just this week, according to the New York Times, that Pope Benedict actually stepped down, made it official internally in March, at the end of March. Actually, what the article says is that he made it official after his trip to Mexico and Cuba in March 2012. So at the end of March, the beginning of April, he made it official internally to a handful of cardinals, which is astonishing in that if you look at our book, we said he would step down in March or April of 2012. So that was right on target. But he didn't make it official until this year. Now, I think there's something about this that's very interesting. And in fact, maybe you might almost use the terms metaphysical or preternatural. There's something very astonishing about this in that we're talking about the second to the last pope on a 900-year-old prophecy, the prophecy of the popes. And for those that might be listening to this show and they don't know what I mean when I'm referring to the prophecy of the popes, there was a Catholic saint by the name of Malachy. He was a priest in the 1100s in Armagh, Northern Ireland. He was famous. He became a saint later on. But in 1139, he went to Rome. He conducted business with Pope Innocent II. And as the legend goes, as he was leaving town, leaving Rome, on one of the hills coming up out of the Seven Hill City, he experienced a vision. And he sat down and he wrote out a series of 112 Latin phrases. And each of these phrases marked each of the popes that would reign following Pope Innocent II. So the next pope was Pope Celestine II, and the prophecy starts with him, and that it would go 112 popes. But at the end, the final pope on this list, who is the pope that will be elected now in about 3 weeks in Rome, the final one on the list is the pope who is overseeing the Catholic Church and the Roman Catholic movement and the Vatican City as the world enters into the Great Tribulation period. That's the prophecy. So we have a 900-year-old prophecy that gave us these popes, and these prophecies have been uncanny in terms of their accuracy. Now, there was when we were investigating this prophecy, because we don't put this on a par with biblical prophecy, we were very skeptical about the whole thing. And actually, the only reason we were even going to investigate it to write the book was because we knew the Pope following Benedict was the last one, and therefore, for no other reason, it had historical importance in that it was going to be the final pope on a medieval list that had significance in Roman Catholicism. So we started studying it, and we were actually kind of astonished about some of the accuracy of these prophecies. But what really turned it for us, Dr. Monteith, was during the investigation, we discovered an out-of-print, extremely rare. In fact, as far as we know, there's only 2 printed copies of this book in the world, and we got one of them, written in French 63 years ago. And the book was written in French. It's called The Mysterious Prophecy of the Popes. Now, why it was important was because it was the only one of its kind, and it was written by a French Jesuit who was an academic for Rome, but furthermore, he was a Catholic mystic. He was a prophet, if you will, a seer within Roman Catholicism, but he was also a scholar. He taught at the institutes there in Eindhoven, Belgium. He was a mathematician, and finally, he was a code breaker for Rome. And so we found that was interesting. So we got his book. We negotiated it through Yale University. We scanned it and had it translated into English. And lo and behold, 63 years ago, the Jesuit René Thibault, in translating The Mysterious Prophecy of the Popes, predicted when the next to the last pope would stand down and opened the vacancy for the final pope on this list. And guess when he named it? He said it will happen in March or April of 2012. Now, he died in 1952. And this book went out of print it was published in 51. He died 3 months later, and the book almost instantly went out of print. Nobody had ever even heard of it. Nobody had read of it. We came across it because in our research, we were going from these moldy corridors and forgotten libraries in Europe all the way, of course, to the Sheriff's Department in Dane County, Wisconsin, having to do with the murder of Father Coons. And so we were investigating all this stuff, came across this book, and we were just absolutely astonished that this this academic for Rome, Tebow, through mathematics, through cryptographics, through anagrammatical research, through solar activity, from a half a dozen angles, he pinpointed that the final pope, the door for the final pope, would open in March or April of 2012. Now, we published that. It's in our book, Petrus Romanus. We published it over a year ago, and he turned out to be absolutely right. Of course, that was one of the reasons why we also looked at March and April. Admittedly, we were also looking at March and April because we knew that the Pope's birthday, when he turned 85, would be in April, and the Pope himself had been arguing that it would be theologically acceptable for a Pope to stand down if he could no longer conduct the responsibilities of his office, and the Pope was getting weaker. His brother is a Catholic priest, but on a family level, he was also pushing for Benedict to step down in April of last year. So there were numerous reasons that we put together and through our analysis that caused us to say most likely Benedict will step down in March or April, but if not, then we believe at least before the end of 2013. Well, it turns out he actually officially retired in March and April, but didn't make it public knowledge until 2013, and that too has a very preternatural, almost spooky connection to prophecy that we can talk about.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, well, it has to do with what's called there is a prophecy in the Zohar, and I know because I've read Dr. Stan Monteith's newsletters for years now, I know that you're very familiar with the Zohar. This is the most important work of Jewish Kabbalah, or magic. It's a collection of books written in medieval Aramaic. And what makes this astonishing is that these Jewish priests prophesied 700 years ago in the Zohar, that's when it was written, when their Messiah would appear. Now, because the Orthodox Jews rejected Jesus as their Messiah, we as evangelicals and even the Catholics would understand that they were actually prophesying the coming of the Antichrist. Because Jesus says, they reject me, they will accept another in my name. And we know all the prophecies of the book of Revelation and the New Testament epistles that warn that there would come this man of sin, a false Messiah, who would appear at the end of time. So when we read the Zohar, and they're talking about the coming of the Messiah, in our mind, they're talking about the coming of the Antichrist. Now, the astonishing part about this is a couple of things. One, they wrote this prophecy 700 years ago, at a time when the prophecy of the popes was not in public purview. The prophecy of the popes was kept hidden inside the Vatican archives for 400 and some years, and was not published until 1595, a couple of hundred years after the writers of the Zohar made their prediction. So there's no evidence anywhere that the writers of the Zohar knew of the prophecy of the popes, or that Malachi, 900 years ago, the prophecy of the popes wouldn't be written until after he had written down his prophecy. So there's no evidence that either of these knew each other, and yet when you read the prophecy in the Zohar concerning the coming of the Antichrist, the language is almost identical to the language in the prophecy of the popes. And so let me, first of all, set this up by saying that in the Zohar, the fascinating date for the appearance of their Messiah, or who we would call the Antichrist, they set the date for 5773. They actually named the year 5773, which in the Jewish calendar began 5 months ago now, in September, the new moon, September 2012, and extends into 2013 to our August, because their calendar doesn't work like our Gregorian calendar. It doesn't run from January to December. And so in their calendar, 2012 is actually connected to 2013, and this makes me very suspicious that there was some knowledge of this perhaps operating that caused the Pope to retire officially inwardly at the Vatican in 2012, but to hold the public statement about it until 2013. And when we come back from the break, I'll read to you the 700-year-old prophecy in the Zohar.
And ladies and gentlemen, of course, this is mysticism, but there is a supernatural force behind it. Of course, it can come from God, it can come from the dark side. We are never exactly certain where it's coming from, but God certainly does have his prophets, certainly today, as he always has. And of course, so does the son of Satan as well. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
That thought will be right back. And certainly Tom is simply quoting, he read from the Zohar, written 700 years ago, and basically that at that time they prophesied that in the year 5773, which in the Jewish calendar, of course, is right now, this year, next year, that last year, and this year, that, of course, the Christ would, or the Messiah would come. Of course, their Messiah is the Antichrist. And associated with that, then would come a cataclysmic event that would pretty well destroy Rome. And it's interesting that we are seeing hails of meteors coming recently. Maybe just coincidence. We have no way of knowing. But then, of course, if you go back to the writings of St. Malachy and there during the 1100s, he talked about when the last pope came and there would be a cataclysmic event as far as Rome is concerned. Are these things from God? Are these prophecies from the dark side? We don't know. And Chris Tom suggested perhaps people, certainly within the Vatican, have chosen the popes to go along with this ancient prophecy. We don't know, but we do know that exciting things are happening. And this is why the book Petrus Romanus is so significant. It's based upon a book that was written in the 1100s, or a prophecy that was written in the 1100s, and of course updated about in the 1500s, that is the basis of this. And then there's just all these other prophecies coming together. What do they mean? We're just going to have to wait and see, but go right ahead, Tom.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see, but we're not going to have to wait very long. Some of the cardinals are pushing now for an early conclave. That by itself is pretty interesting because there are rules about how they would elect who will be the successor to Pope Benedict, and they're not, you know, he's stepping down officially on the 28th, which means March 1, they could come together and begin discussing when conclave would begin, but they're supposed to wait 15 days. And that's why the original news report said that they would be getting together on March 15th, and their hope is that they could have somebody elected before Easter. Now, if they come together before that, they'll actually be breaking some of their own rules. And if they do that, then whoever is elected will be viewed by some conservative Catholics as an antipope. But many of their prophets have, down through time, thought that whoever would be Petrus Romanus, this coming pope in 3 weeks or 4 weeks from now, that he would be an antipope, that he will actually be under the control of Satan, that he won't actually represent the church itself. Now, with that in mind, I've had just hundreds of people over the last 5-6 days since the pope resigned saying, okay, you accurately predicted that he would abdicate, that he would step down, that he wouldn't die in office, which hasn't happened in 600 years. You said it would happen in March or April of last year, certainly before the end of 2013, both of which turned out to be true. So, if you're that good at guessing, which is what it is, because I'm not a prophet, can you also give us a guess who you think Petrus Romanus is going to be? And one of the mistakes that I see a lot of people out there making is that they assume that because the prophecy of the popes names this pope as Petrus Romanus or Peter the Roman, that this is going to have to be somebody who actually has the Christian name, Peter, somewhere in their name. Now, it's certainly possible that that will happen, and that would be an extraordinary fulfillment of prophecy. And as a matter of fact, in 2012, I published my top 10 list is in the book, Petrus Romanus, who I guessed the top contenders for the role of Petrus Romanus would be, and some of them have the name Peter, but some don't, like Mark Coulet, the Canadian cardinal, was in my top 10. And amazingly, Dr. Monteith, the media around the world have taken my top 10 list, and if you go to the Oddsmaker websites right now, you'll see that my top 10 list is the top 10 everywhere. So, you know, who would have thunk it, right? But it could turn out that none of those names will be the electee. And what I want people to understand is if somebody is elected to be the next pope and Peter is no part of their name, it doesn't mean anything. First of all, whoever is elected is the last one on this list. Secondly, in a very oblique sense, any pope could be thought of as Peter the Roman. And the reason is because each one of them sit on the throne of Peter. The Catholic academics refer to them as the latest Peter in the line. And they serve from Rome. So in a very general sense of the word, any one of them could be thought of as Peter the Roman. And perhaps the prophecy is simply just telling us this will be the last pope to sit on that throne. However, I think there could be more to it than that that we can talk about in a moment.
All right, fine. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're living in prophetic times. I think it's fascinating as we see this unfolding. What do all these prophecies mean? We just don't know. God has not given us the wisdom to know what their meaning is, but basically, as you look and see what's happening in the world, and certainly the very structure of our own country is beginning to tremble, as financially we're going bankrupt, and we'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Tom is talking about the various candidates to become the next pope, and certainly one of them is Cardinal Bertone, I think it is, and certainly he is the current Secretary of State. And when, of course, the pope steps down at the end of this month, why the Cardinal Bertone, the Secretary of State, will become the acting pope. And certainly, and we don't know what's going to happen. He will supposedly be the pope until the College of Cardinals convenes and elects a new pope. But could something come up and put that off so it doesn't occur? We don't know. Isn't it interesting? We've seen all these meteors recently. I mean, I can't remember when we've had so a number of meteors. Certainly some rather striking ones that we've seen in this last couple of weeks. Probably just coincidence. But you go right ahead, Tom.
Well, are they a coincidence? I want to say something about that in a moment. Let me just finish real fast this top list. It would be, of course, Angelo Scola, Peter the Roman Bertone, and by the way, just a little side note, Bertone is a Celestian or a disciple of Don Bosco, the saint of the 1800s, who's famous for his vision about a future pope who arrives just as the Catholic Church is going through a fierce socio-political and spiritual storm that some have interpreted as the Great Tribulation. So again, if you do a thorough study of these, Catholic prophecies, there's an amazing confluence of things that are coming together now. Cardinal Peter Turkson of Ghana, he's an Igbo African, and his name means Peter, and he's a young cardinal, and he is Pepabili, so he could also be an astonishing fulfillment of the prophecy. There's another possibility, Peter Erdo, who's a Hungarian cardinal. There's another one, Cardinal Bakara Batros al-Rahi, whose name in Arabic is Peter, and when you pronounce it in Arabic, it sounds like Petrus. So we'll have to just wait and see. But I'm glad that the top 10 list that I created a year ago that was published in the book Petrus Romanus today is also the top 10 list around the world among odds makers. But you know what? Every one of us may turn out to be wrong, and we're all going to know in about 3 weeks from now who it is that's going to be elected. Now, it's interesting that you mentioned these meteors that are falling all over the place, because 4 weeks ago now, I predicted that the retirement of Pope Benedict was imminent, and 2.5 weeks later, he retired. Then, because of that, everybody wanted me to come on radio, and I went on Hagman & Hagman with Steve Quayle, and we were talking about how when the Pope, when he announced his retirement, two lightning bolts struck the St. Peter's Basilica in Rome.
Isn't that an interesting coincidence? Not one, but two. We know that the lightning never strikes twice. But go ahead.
It doesn't strike twice. Now, what's interesting about that is that most people, Dr. Monteith, besides yourself, would probably never get the archaic meaning around those two strikes, so we can talk about that. But this is something that in different sacred literature always carries spiritual connotation when it happens twice like that. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not good, like when Jesus said that he beheld Satan as falling like lightning from heaven in Luke 10. And I couldn't help that day but think of the timing of those two lightning bolts on that particular building in Vatican City at the exact moment following Benedict's resignation as being mathematically improbable of chance, and for a lot of reasons. First of all, it was two bolts. Don't forget that that even in the scripture, when speaking of God, when he speaks, it says the Lord speaks once, yea, twice. This is an ancient concept that when supernaturalism is involved, it will be repeated. Now, and that's because God set the pattern, and these evil spirits always try to mimic God, always try to copy what he does. That's why there's going to be an antichrist and a false prophet, because they try to mimic what he does. Secondly, note that the two figures of end times prophecy, the false prophet, who many, including Catholic scholars, believe the next pope will be as the final one on the list, and the antichrist, the false prophet and the antichrist, are described in the book of Revelation as being able to call down fire. Is that lightning? They have this capacity to call down fire from the heavens. Now, I want to say something here as well for potential Catholic listeners. Catholics are also in tune with what I'm saying about this right now. In fact, one of the most highly visited Catholic sites is run by a man by the name of Michael Brown. I know him. He and I have communicated off and on over the years. He reads my website probably every day. I read his. So we've known each other, but he had a top story on his Spirit Daily website. Now, this is one of the most trafficked Catholic websites on the internet. It almost looks like the Drudge Report, except it's a Catholic website. And he had this article on the lightning that struck St. Peter's Basilica that reflects what Catholics believed about that. And the title to his article was ominous. The title to the article, and it's still up over there, by the way, is called "When Lightning Strikes, Sometimes It Is Simple Energy in the Air, and Sometimes Perhaps Something Else." And then he goes on to point out to his Catholic brothers and sisters how so many of their apparitions and omens and warnings to the Catholic faithful down through time have been accompanied by lightning. And then he points to the apparitions at Lourdes, which, by the way, were also commemorated the Monday, the day the Pope made his last Monday, the day the Pope made his announcement he was retiring, they were commemorating Lourdes. But Michael points out to his Catholic friends how the apparitions associated with Lourdes were combined with thunder and lightning. Then he goes on to talk about how it was thunder, lightning, that introduced the first appearances of the apparition of Fatima in 1917. And then thunder and lightning that occurred at Medjugorje when the night before Mary's first reported apparition there, lightning struck with such force that it damaged the village post office and other buildings, and the villagers went running out into the streets sprinkling holy water. It shook them up so much. Unforgettable thunder and lightning on the mountains of La Salette in France, which heralded the appearance of Mary in the 1800s, with the prophecies that Rome would become apostate in the end time and help give rise to the Antichrist. Well, anyway, Michael just goes on and on over there. So if there are Catholics that are listening and you want to see this connection between lightning, I would encourage you to go to Spirit Daily and read his article over there, because it's very, very important. But I want to read something here that I found that was very telling in the article at Spirit Daily that Michael wrote. Here's what he says. Still, when there is lightning, there is something about it that seems unsettling, and sometimes it is a warning. Many things are astir. A pope is resigning for the first time in 6 centuries. A pope who took the name Benedict, as in the saint who battled evil. In a letter on the same day, February 11, 2013, he named a special envoy to a solemn celebration of the World Day of the Sick. Benedict included the term Mary, Mediatrix of all graces. Now listen to what this Catholic scholar says here. He says, this is a title that is used very sparingly by pontiffs and is often attached in the minds of many Catholic faithful with the potential declaration of a new dogma, one that they feel would herald major events in the world, a dogma that up until now Benedict has resisted. It comes when astronomers expect to see a highly visible comet, which may even appear during the conclave, announcing a new pope. Some believe the next pope will be the last in this particular era. Time will tell, end quote. So there you have it. The popular Spirit Daily believes that this could be Petrus Romanus, the last pope, and that this comet is a sign, and further, that a papal decree heralding a major change in dogma is coming. Well, guess what? That's our new book, Exo Vaticana, because we too have intelligence that tells us that with this new pope is going to come a papal decree. And when the pope speaks vicarius filii Dei, when he speaks as the voice of God to the Catholic faithful, it is a decree. It becomes something that must then be believed by the Catholic faithful. Well, I think we know what's coming. And and I know this sounds astonishing, but it has to do with extraterrestrial intelligence. It has to do with the declaration on the part of their theologians of a belief in extraterrestrial life. Now, how do I know this? I know this because we started a new investigation. We went to Mount Graham. We went to the Vatican's Astronomical Technology Telescope. We talked to the Jesuits face to face. Furthermore, we have 5 times now interviewed the Vatican's top astronomer, Guy Cosmonalgo, and we have him on record. They have sent us their documents. And to make a long story short, in essence, what they are saying is that not that belief in extraterrestrial intelligence is wrong, but that to not believe in extraterrestrial intelligence is heretical. And furthermore, that there is, well, I guess am I hearing the music coming in?
No, you're not hearing the music, but basically, of course, as I'm listening to you, I'm wondering, is this extraterrestrial intelligence, or is this certainly from the other dimension? And of course, that would be my contention, that this is not coming from another sphere outside of our Earth and from some distant place, but rather coming from the dark side. What would your thoughts be?
That's exactly what we conclude in Exo Vaticana. As a matter of fact, what we're saying is that this is probably the most dangerous theology to be introduced in the history of modern man, because it sets us up for a gigantic kind of deception.
And Chris, that's the problem with being a Catholic. You know, I mean, I have a lot of wonderful listeners who are Catholic and who love the Lord certainly as intensely as I do and as you do. But unfortunately, they are bound by Catholic dogma and they're bound by the dictates of men. And these men may be good men, as they have been many times, or they may be evil men, as we know that many times people who've been pope have been totally evil. The Medicis and certainly other Catholic families took over the papacy and controlled it for hundreds of years sometimes. And these were evil and wicked people. So basically, of course, when you join the Catholic Church, you give up your freedom of discernment. That is the problem.
Yeah, and by the way, we start the book Petrus Romanus by making it clear that we're talking about institutions and not lay people, and that we believe that there are Catholics who will make it to heaven, and we believe there's evangelicals that will make it to heaven, and by the way, Catholics and people who claim to be Catholics and evangelicals who probably won't make it to heaven from both from both camps, right? So
amen.
We're not talking.
Amen.
Yeah, we're not talking about lay people. We're talking here about institutions. I had a dear Catholic lady that emailed me yesterday, and I could tell she was very sincere, and she was trying to search through everything that I was saying for the truth. And I made it clear to her. I said, look, think of it this way, in the same way that I am an American patriot. I am a strong American patriot. But that does not blind me to the corruption that is in my government. So think of it the same way. You can be a strong and devout Catholic, but don't let that blind you to the corruption that could be within the institution itself, because institutions are inherently corruptible. I don't know how much we'll have time to talk about this on this show, but Dr. Montes, we decided, what had happened was we came across some documents, and one of them by an Opus Dei level Catholic priest who's writing theology for the Catholic Church now. And he was literally saying in his paper for the Vatican. This is a university. They don't quite use that same language, but it's a university level theological document for the Vatican. And what he was saying is that there is knowledge that is imminent, forthcoming, and it's coming from an extraterrestrial source. And what he was saying is that it will not at first require Christians to deny their faith in God as they have known it, but once the information that is received from a source outside of the earth, once it is documented by the church to be acceptable, realistic, believable, whatever, then it is going to require a rereading of the gospel by the faithful. Well, that was the first document that made us sit back and say, wait a minute here, now what are we talking about, right? And so we wanted to get to the bottom of this, and because we were talking about extraterrestrials, it has its roots in the church's astrobiology think tanks and among its astronomers. And so we decided to go to the Vatican's Astronomical Technology Telescope in southeastern Arizona, which sits atop the Mount Graham, and we went there with questions concerning high-level Vatican astronomers and what they had been leaking to, discussing with, media in recent years. This included comments from the Jesuit priest who was our real target, and that was Guy Cosmonalgo, who is a leading astronomer. He turns up in media often as a spokesman for the Vatican. He's worked at NASA. He teaches at Harvard. He teaches at MIT. And right now, he currently splits his time between the Vatican Observatory Laboratory, the Scuola Vaticana, which is headquartered at the summer residence of the Pope in Castel Gandolfo, Italy. He splits his time between there and Mount Graham in Arizona, which is where we went. And over the last few years, he and other Jesuits like him have been focusing so much time, so much effort, in an attempt to reconcile science and religion in public form, specifically as it relates to the subject of extraterrestrial life and its potential impact on the future of faith, that he was the one that we decided to contact, and he agreed to be interviewed. So we did that five times. We interviewed him from Rome. Now I have to tell you that once he knew who we were and what it was that we really wanted to examine, then his answers got real short. He got evasive. But before that happened, and this is the upside, he was gracious enough to send us a copy of a private PDF And it is a gold mine of what he and the Vatican are considering now regarding the ramifications of astrobiology, and specifically the discovery and the official disclosure of imminent advanced extraterrestrial life. And when we release this book, Exo Vaticana, and we're in a rush now to try to get it out by the time of conclave. Originally, this book wasn't supposed to come out until April, about the third week of April. But we're under so much pressure now from the distributor. This book is, it's already hitting the number one hot sellers list all around the world.
And it isn't even out yet, huh?
And it's not, well, yeah, and I mean, it's selling by the truckload, pre-sales, and it's not even, it wasn't even supposed to be in print till April. So we're under just a lot of pressure to try to get this out as quickly as we can. So we're hoping now that we're going to get this through typesetting this week and hopefully be able to get it in print from the printer by the middle of March in order to have it available to people by the time the College of Cardinals is gathering to elect Petrus Romanus.
Well, we'll certainly want to read it. We'll want to carry it. I promise you we'll carry it. Our guest has been Tom Horn. I hope you've enjoyed this program this evening as much as I have. Tom certainly is on the front line, certainly, of trying to evaluate what's going on, understanding certainly that we're living in the most exciting spiritual times of your life. Tremendous things are going to be happening in the very near future. I'm firmly convinced of this. And we'll be back in just a minute. Hang on there, Tom. We'll be right back.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health, and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try ProPax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
For just a moment, we'll go right ahead. Tom was just saying that he was enjoyed being with us this evening. And finish up a thought, and then we'll let you go, because I know it's getting late.
Yeah, it's getting late. And I've been on radio all day today, but it's always such a privilege to be on the air with such a legendary figure as Dr. Stanley Monteith. you have been something for guys like me to look up to for a very long period of time, and I want to thank you personally for being the man of God that you have been and continue to be.
God bless you, and thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. That was Tom Horn, and certainly I'm not worthy of that. I'm certainly a retired orthopedic surgeon trying to utilize our twilight years to point people towards our Lord. Now, basically, you have to understand that in Protestant theology, we have a trilogy, a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But there is an antithesis to that. There is Satan, there's the Antichrist, and there is, of course, the false prophet. Now, how do we understand that? Are there three gods and three anti-gods? Well, certainly you can be a father, and you can be a son, and you can be a brother, and you can always be the same individual. We don't understand. Some of these ideas and concepts are above our level of intelligence. We probably will never understand God. I mean, how can you understand a God that created the heavens and the earth and yet can interfere and direct our individual lives? But these things are not imaginary. They're real. And if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, I hope that you'll give serious consideration to what you've heard tonight. We do carry the book, Petrus Romanus. We think it's important. Well, we certainly have a number of interviews we've done with Tom Horn. I think the one this evening is certainly one of the most fascinating interviews we've had in a long time. You need to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. And the survival of Christian civilization, and I'm not sure Christian civilization is going to survive, or maybe even that it deserves to survive. America has turned against God, and God is going to bring his judgment on this country. I don't think it's a matter of if, but when. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the, I should say, our telephone number, if you'd like to get our items, is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know more about our ministry, you can go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can read our newsletters, where you can watch many of our DVDs. You can certainly listen to our radio programs, and certainly we're on the internet there. You can listen to our archive programs, and they're archived back for 6 weeks. This program will be it's certainly archived there, and if you have the facilities, pull it down and copy it and get it to as many people as you can. It's vitally important that you direct people to an understanding of what is going on today, because I think things are going to begin moving at an increased pace here in the weeks and months that lie ahead. We don't know what's going to happen, but we do know the prophecies that there is to be cataclysmic events, and that seems to be somehow associated with the coming of the new pope. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. But you make all of your preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. But also make sure that you have a personal relationship with our Lord, because that may be the only thing that is going to sustain you in the difficult times that lie ahead. So remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you haven't read Tom's book, you want to get it, Petrus Romanus. We do have William Kennedy's excellent book on satanic crimes. We actually have my four tapes, four CD set of interviews with William Kennedy, who is Catholic, on satanic crimes. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest it, because it directed many people to an understanding of the spiritual component of what's going on today. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. If you'd like to get a case of them, why, of course, they are available at a marked reduced price, and this will be the last time. Certainly, we'll be reprinting the book, I'm sure. And so if you'd like to get a case, why, there's an opportunity to get them at much reduced cost. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and ministers. But we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and pray for Tom Horn, too. He's on the front lines of this battle for the souls of men.
Grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully they're going to be the views of Carl Pullman, who is supposed to be with us this evening. And I hope that our producer will call him a couple of times. He's not answering the phone, and maybe he's, for some reason or other, he's not available. So if you're out there in the listening audience, we hope that you'll give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, because we may be doing open lines this hour, and I really don't have anything at all prepared or really anything I want to talk about. So give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Cindy, there are so many things that are happening that really don't make any logical sense, and yet they are happening. Look and see what's going over in the Middle East today. And basically, you see an increasing tension between Israel and Hezbollah. Hezbollah is now starting the attacking using missiles again, but Hezbollah, they say, may have up to 50,000 missiles that they can target at Israel. And even though they have something called the Iron Dome, why, of course, they cost, I think, $100,000 for every one of those missiles that they have to use to protect Israel. And they're amazing, amazing technology. But if they have 50,000 missiles, an awful lot of them would get through, and an awful lot of Israelis would die. And then, of course, what's going on over in Syria is even more difficult because, of course, Syria has the third largest supply of poison gas anywhere in the world. Of course, we have the largest supplies, and probably Russia is the second, and Syria is the third. Why does Syria have the third largest chemical weapon supply in the world? Why? Because they got it from Saddam Hussein back there, and about 1990, just before we invaded. And then, of course, Saddam sent these chemical supplies to Assad in Syria. And so basically there are chemical weapons, but they could certainly be used against Israel. And Israel, and of course even the United States, apparently doesn't want those chemical weapons to fall into the hands of the terrorists over there. And Israel has quite openly said, if it looks like the terrorists are going to get their hands on chemical weapons, Israel will attack Syria. And then, of course, should that happen, well, I'm sure there'll be an attack from both Hamas and Hezbollah. And then, of course, basically, Jordan is very unstable. The king there is having problems. And there are people in Jordan who'd like to attack Israel. The Palestinians would like to attack Israel. Egypt would like to attack Israel. And I think that there's a potential for a major war over there. And if it should occur, I fear that we will become involved. It looks like we're going to be doing open lines, so our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And certainly, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Figure it's open lines on Tuesday evening, so I'm looking forward to your calls right here at Radio Liberty. Again, the number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Look forward to hearing from you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're going to be doing open lines this next hour because our regularly scheduled guest doesn't show up. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And don't be bashful. Give us a call. But go right ahead, Mike. Mike was just saying he was concerned about the papacy. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Rocco Hussein Obama there, he's one of the world leaders at this point. And these people all know what's going on behind the scenes. They probably already know who's going to get elected to the Pope. And so I think we're at a very interesting time, like you say. And things are really going to escalate here. And so, you know, you might want to do like what Dr. Stan was talking about last hour, get closer to God. And then get the products and the stuff that you need to, make it through a real difficult time because that's what's ahead.
God bless you. I think you're absolutely right. And basically we tell people to make all the physical preparations, the financial preparations, certainly the food, the water, the medicines that they're going to need. But the most important of all things you can do is to have a personal relationship with our Lord, because it may well be that that's all good. The only thing that's going to see any of us through the very difficult times that lie ahead. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But how do we understand what is going on in the Middle East today? I mean, it looks like there's going to be a war over there. And what then about the prophecies? Is this the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, the Gog Magog war? Is this certainly the Battle of Armageddon that's coming up? Well, I'm reading a fascinating book by Bill Salas. And Bill is going to be our guest, I think, sometime next week. But he and I asked him to come onto the program because he's written a book about the events that are taking place today, and he has an entirely different view. And having read part of his book, I'm really rather impressed with it, because he spends a great deal of time talking about a war that is prophesied in Psalm 83. And basically, of course, this is a discussion of a war, and it isn't, obviously it isn't the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, because these are entirely different countries. But it is the countries, almost all of them, immediately adjacent to Israel today, which most of it are not addressed in Ezekiel 38 and 39, as if perhaps they no longer exist at the time of that prophetic war. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But it is Bill Salas's contention that there is going to be a war, probably fairly soon, and it's going to involve certainly Lebanon and Hezbollah. It's going to involve Syria. It's going to involve Jordan. It's going to involve Saudi Arabia. It's going to involve Egypt and certainly Gaza and the Palestinians. And they are going to move in against Israel. And, of course, by all rights, they should win the war. After all, this will be a powerful, powerful Arab alignment moving against Israel. But, of course, prophetically, Israel will win this war. And this is what the war is described in in Psalm 83. And we're going to have Bill on. I think you'll really enjoy what he has to say. But he believes this is an entirely separate war, and nobody else has really discussed this before. And yet, of course, as he's presented this to many of our religious leaders, many of them have been very taken with his arguments. And I'll have to admit, I am very, very impressed by his arguments as well. And we'll be discussing more of the war in Psalm 83 because it explains what's going on over there today. And I've been on my own mind trying actually to put all of the pieces and all of the puzzle together. And the parts of the puzzle don't fit into this concept that this is to be the war described in Ezekiel 38 and 39. But it fits very, very well into the war that's discussed in Psalm 83. So we'll talk more about that. We have people calling in. Again, if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we have Dave from Central New York. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'd like you to do a personal reflection on inflation. When did you go to college? And what was your total college cost for your education? What would it be now, Dr. Stan?
Well, I don't know what it cost because my folks paid for it. Remember, I entered college when I was 16. I graduated when I was 19 from college, and then I was in medical school, graduated from medical school when I was 23. But certainly my dad was a rug salesman at a major store Oakland, California. We weren't rich, but they put out most of the money for my undergraduate and graduate education. I picked up my expenses during the senior year, and from there on, I was on my own. But, I mean, we were talking, you know, when certainly it would have cost in my undergraduate years probably no more than $200 a semester. Today, it would probably cost you $6,000 a semester. And what they've done, because government pays for so much of this and people can borrow money, why they've simply jacked the prices up. I think that the universities have acted totally irresponsibly. A lot of these, yeah, it used to be that, you know, college professors had a great deal of security, but they certainly did not get large salaries. Today they get fabulous salaries, and certainly the presidents of these universities, I think the president of the University of California gets $300,000 or $400,000 a year, and then of course they get free housing, and I know that the woman who is in charge up there put out a couple of $100,000 to actually remodel her residence. And then, of course, she hired her girlfriend, because she was a lesbian. She hired a girlfriend for a couple of $100,000 a year. And, of course, it was a little embarrassing when the information came out. She took her own life. But she was really taking advantage of the system, and I think, unfortunately, people are, university professors and even parts of the university system, are taking advantage of the system today, and I fear it's all going to come crashing down and is going to really, of course, undermine the very fabric of what was once a great university system. And I think, of course, it's going to be suddenly destroy itself because of greed and suddenly getting away from the real purpose of education, which is to educate our youth and prepare them for a productive life. Anything else, Dave?
How many years did you go to college, and would for the same education, would it be the same time frame or more?
Well, basically, of course, as a pre-med student, I went to 4 years of college, and the first year of the last year, of course, was my first year of medical school. So I took 7 years of college and medical school together. And then, of course, I took about 5 years of postgraduate training. So 6 years, actually, with my my year of internship. So it was a long, arduous time, but it was certainly worth it. It prepared me for a wonderful adventure. Being an orthopedic surgeon was an exciting, exciting experience, and I wouldn't have changed it for anything. And an opportunity to help people, to work with them. And the other evening, we were watching a program on CBS, CBS 60 Minutes, and they were talking about this ship. I think it's called the African Mercy. It's a ship that goes from port to port in Africa, taking care of the people there who have really no access to Western medicine. And really, of course, it was a very gratifying program. And I thought to myself, how wonderful it would be. I'd love to do something like that. I'm not going to because I'm called to be here on the radio. But certainly being able to help people, there was a doctor there, a Mexico facial surgeon, who'd been on that ship 26 years. They have to support themselves. They don't get paid for doing it, but they do it just because they want to help people. And that's the way medicine used to be. Anything else, Dave?
Dr. Stan, orthopedic surgeon, is that always on joints or?
It's joints. It's on joints. It's really extremity surgery, backs and necks. But it's a very, very gratifying surgery to take somebody who's crippled and get them back walking and relieving their pain. It's reconstructive surgery of the extremities and the back and neck.
I had lower back pain, and I've had trouble for 10, 12 years. And I went down to a Bible study. The pastor down there believes in James 5:14 prayer. He asked at the end of it, does anybody want prayer for anything? And him and his wife prayed for me and anointed with oil, according to James 5:14, and that was about two weeks ago. And I've had last week, I had no trouble. My back, just no trouble at all whatsoever. My lower back.
God can work wonderful miracles for those who believe, and I believe that there really can be supernatural healing, and I've seen it.
Well, thank you for your testimony. That's great.
God bless you, Dave. Thank you so much for calling. Okay, well, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, and we don't have anything planned, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we have Tony calling from San Jose. Hi, Tony. How are we doing?
Oh, as well as can be expected, Dr. Stanley.
Under the dire circumstances. Tony's an old friend. I've known Tony for many years. He used to be a producer on our program. Now he lives in San Jose and can't make it over, but it's so good to hear from you. Do you have a question or comment, Tony?
Well, first of all, thanks for getting Tom Horn on. I've been turning on the radio like every night, just hoping you're going to get him on. And
wasn't that a wonderful, wonderful program? I'll tell you what. I mean, I always enjoyed Tom, but I think I enjoyed him more this time than any time before. And I think that his explanation of what's going on and the supernatural element, and we don't know whether it's coming from God or Satan, but whether it's coming, whichever one it's coming from, it really shows, I believe, that we are moving into amazing, amazing times. Let me just put out our telephone number one more time. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and go right ahead, Tony. What did you think of the program?
Well, there was one question I was hoping maybe you'd get to, but I didn't catch it, though. But this has been planned for a while as far as Benedict resigning, and apparently there's an interim pope already right now. He's going to be the intern until the new pope is officially...
Right.
You know,
that's
the white smoke goes up the chimney, whatever, right?
Yes, I think it's Bertini or something like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, but his name literally means Peter the Roman.
Right, right, it does. And he could very well be, he could either be elected or some cataclysmic event could happen and he'd be automatically become the Pope.
and he was handpicked by Bennett.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
One other prophecy about the mountain.
Okay, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. We have Tony calling from San Jose. One last point, what was that?
It is also prophesied that in the end days, Damascus is going to be a heap of ruins.
And Damascus is going to be a heap of ruins. Right, yeah, that's right.
And Hillary has done a whole lot, and everybody else is doing a whole lot. Now our usurper president now is using Al-Qaeda to go after, what's his name, Assad there.
Assad there, yes, the president of Syria.
They're certainly stirring something up over there. I mean, when we are supporting the terrorists and using them as our mercenaries, you know, first against Libya and now into Syria, I mean, somebody could say we're a terrorist country.
Well,
I mean, by our own laws, we're using terrorists. And under our laws, if you support terrorists, you're a terrorist.
Well, Tony, our government has been taken over by evil and wicked people, what I call, of course, the Brotherhood of Darkness. Hey, I'm going to have to let you go because we got a board full of people that's gnashing their teeth out there. But
oh,
God bless.
Great.
It's always good to hear from you. Let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Durand, Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And how are you doing, Bruce?
Oh, not too bad. I still have my head cold.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, you ought to be taking large doses of vitamin D, probably at least 10,000 units, a couple of times a day, and something like alibiotic oil, or oregano, certainly, and the oil of elderberry, certainly, and garlic, things like that. They will really help you to get over it, but go ahead.
I wish the sunshine would come back out. We only get it about one day a week up here in the winter.
But that's why you need the vitamin D3. That's why we get the colds and the flu in the winter, because we don't have access to the sun. And the sun produces vitamin D, so we don't have it. That's why you should be taking large doses during the winter time so you don't get the flu and sickness. And it's the most simple thing in the world. Why do you get flu in the winter time? Because there's no sun. So we want to substitute for it, and nobody tells the people. But go ahead, Bruce.
Okay, well, I had a biology question. You were educated pre-med in, what, the 50s?
Yes, I was pre-med basically from 1949 to 19. I graduated in 1952.
Do you find any evidence for macroevolution, one species changing into another?
No.
Me neither. I support various anti-evolution group like
well, but I'll tell you what, you know, I was programmed to believe in evolution.
Oh yeah,
I could argue it with the best of them, and I'll never forget, you know, when you got into a discussion with somebody who believed in creation, I'd always say, well, you know that phylogeny recapitulates ontogeny. And they'd look at me, they wouldn't understand what I'd said. Well, phylogeny, I said, the sequence of animal of phyla, and then, of course, ontogeny is the development of mankind. So phylogeny recapitulates ontogeny. It's a great statement. It's not true. God created the heaven and earth, and the older I live, the more convinced I am that God rules in the affairs of men, and God is responsible for creating the heavens and the earth. But when you're in college and you've learned all of these things and you think you're so smart, I look back and I hate to think how foolish I really was in those years.
That's the only C I ever got in college was in a evolutionary ecology course in the 70s, and there were four essay questions, and all they wanted to hear was exactly what the professor said.
And that's how you get through school. That's why I got straight A's in all those courses. I believe what they were teaching me, and looking back, I was simply brainwashed.
Yeah. Well, you know, haven't the Popes, that was a good program in the last hour, too, by the way, with Mr. Horn, haven't the Popes since, what was it, John, in the 60s, haven't they claimed that evolution is true, and it's almost like a heresy not to believe, for Christians not to believe in evolution?
Any Christian who believes in evolution does not believe in the Bible. But
yeah, haven't the Pope said that, though?
I know. Well, of course, we got problems. That's one reason why I'm a Protestant, not a Catholic, I don't want to have to accept that the Pope is right, because, of course, especially when he goes against the Word of God.
Right. Well, that would make it easy for them to claim there are extraterrestrials, too, and a lot of other things. They could accept homosexuality that way, and a great number of other things that the secular world accepts now because they are so unbiblical.
Well, that's why certainly I feel very sorry for the Catholics, because they can't think for themselves. There are certainly, though, a lot of real traditional Catholics out there who do not accept what the Pope says. They have their own cardinals, and they basically feel that the Vatican is working against the true church, and of course I believe that as well.
Well, it's interesting times, and I hope the Lord is coming. And it's not just another letdown where people will say, where's the promise of his coming? We thought this Pope was the last Pope, and he's not.
Well, all we can do is wait and see and pray for the Lord's blessing on us. Hey, well, thank you so very much, Bruce.
Bye-bye.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Jessica, up in Yakima, you hang on. We'll be right with you.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's an open line program. If you're out there, well, I would love to hear from you because we don't have anything prepared. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Jessica calling from Yakima. I just told her certainly she has back and leg pain, and her leg gets numb when she sits, but sounds like a bulging disc. And I simply suggested she try extension exercises. She's been to a doctor. They've got x-rays on her, and of course they made sure there's nothing else going on. But the various things that would happen will help. Certainly, if you want standard exercises, sometimes they'll put you in traction, and a physical therapist can help you. Sometimes a chiropractor can help you, and lots of times chiropractors and their manipulations will help. There is actually a place for acupuncturists sometimes with back pain. Basically, of course, when I was in practice, I would start out with a standard treatment, and that would be a physical therapist and exercises, and if that didn't work, I would try a chiropractor. If that didn't work, I'd try acupuncturist, but ordinarily at least one of those will help. And you would think go to see a good physical therapist, and he could get you on traction and extension exercises. Those things, at least in my experience, often help people. And I know if you've got a 5-month-old, well, you must be getting awful tired taking care of him.
He's a handful, but he's a blessing.
I know, but basically this would be my suggestion. But more than that, without seeing you, I remember I've been out of practice for almost 20 years now. But anyway, God bless, Jessica. Anything else you wanted to say or ask?
Just one question. Would you suggest a back brace until I can see a physical therapist?
What I would suggest a physical therapist, right? The first thing is you've gone to a doctor, and if he hasn't been able, if he's said there's nothing there, then a physical therapist, and mention extension exercises. Traction many times will help. Massage will help. Certainly stretching will help, and certainly many times extension exercises, when properly done, will really get rid of the pain for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and give us a call if you have a question, you have a comment, preferably about something going on in the world, although I do love doing orthopedics, why it's, you really can't tell without actually seeing a person, certainly much what's going on there, but I always am willing to give my suggestions, but of course, I do believe there's a place for traditional medicine, I believe there's a place for nutrition, I believe there's a place for chiropractors and osteopaths. I even believe there's a place for acupuncture, as long as they don't get off into some of these crazy spiritual ideas. But actually, there really are acupuncture points. I did acupuncture for a time, auricular acupuncture. I traveled throughout the world. I got so good at it, I was getting so busy doing auricular acupuncture, I had to make a decision whether I wanted to be a surgeon or an acupuncturist, and I love surgery, so we gave up our acupuncture, even though we had excellent results with it. Well, I number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and give us a call. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open line, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But we were talking about, Sydney, some of the prophecies in the Bible, and this interview we're going to have with Bill Salas here, certainly either later this week or next week, and he's given a lot of thought to the prophecy in Psalm 83 that talks about a war that's coming to Israel. Now, a lot of people say, oh, well, that's just in the Bible, you know. But basically, of course, if you look and you read the Bible, it can give you a great deal of insight into what's going on. If you look at the Ezekiel 38 and 39 prophecies, and I've been thinking for a long time that we were going to see those. Now, that is different than the other prophecies of Armageddon. And basically, of course, the Ezekiel prophecies talk about the terrible times that's coming, this terrible war, the Gog-Magog war, where Russia and Iran and Turkey and all of the countries move against Israel. But what's interesting is that a lot of the countries that are in immediately adjacent to Israel today are not mentioned in that sequence. And the question is, why aren't they mentioned? Well, of course, it's Bill Salas's contention that basically, of course, those countries have already been defeated in the Psalm 83 war. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to. But if you go to the Psalm 83 prophecy and then compare it with the Ezekiel prophecy is, of course, waged against Israel. The Ezekiel war is waged against Israel. At the time it's waged, why Israel is a prosperous country. It is living without walls. It's living, it is the most dominant military force in that part of the world. And that isn't the story of Israel today. Israel is living behind walls. Basically, if you've ever seen pictures of Israel today, they're putting up this 25-foot wall. It's going to run 406 miles. And basically, of course, Israel is certainly a very, very small community. They've been pushed back. They've given up much of the land that they had conquered in the previous wars, and the 67 war and the 73 war. And they've been forced to give that land back by the United States. And, of course, they've done that in return for financial help from America and certainly the support of the United States. And we're really basically telling Israel what to do. And they've made a lot of moves that have not been beneficial for Israel. Israel now has been pushed back behind the wall. Certainly they have the Palestinian state out there, and the Palestinians are miserable. They got a 50% unemployment rate. The Palestinians are desperate to get into Israel where they can get jobs and where they can make money, and they send the money back to their families. And it's just a tragic state there, and the animosity between the Palestinians and the Israelis really shouldn't be that way at all, but it is. Everything's being done to foster certainly ill will between Israel and its neighbors, almost as if there was some sort of a divine plan in place. Well, basically, of course, what I believe, and really what I believe, is we're going to see the Ezekiel 83 war, and of course Israel is going to be victorious, and they're going to conquer Lebanon and Syria and Jordan, and they're going to conquer Pakistan and Egypt, and they're going to take Gaza, and they're going to take the Sinai Peninsula, and they will become the dominant force in that part of the world. And basically, of course, this is what's prophesied. They can tear down the walls, and then, of course, they will be living in peace without walls, and this is specifically specified. And then will come the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. But before that, of course, we'll have, of course, the Psalm 83 war. And basically everything points that this is the sequence of things. Of course, Damascus is going to be totally destroyed. Damascus has been around, ladies and gentlemen, well over 3,000 years. It has never been destroyed. It's in the process of being destroyed today. Many of the neighborhoods of Damascus are in rubble, but not downtown Damascus. But I suspect that very soon you're going to see Damascus in rubble, and that is the description. See, you'll find in Isaiah, and I think that's Isaiah 17, and then I think you're going to be seeing, and relatively soon, the Psalm 83 war. Well, all of these things are exciting as we can look to the Bible, because we can read exactly what's going to happen. And if you believe the Bible is accurate, then God is accurate, and He doesn't make mistakes. And if we try to anticipate on our own what's going to happen, well, it's just a good guess. But God knows what's going to happen, because God created the heavens and the earth and directs the course and the affairs of men. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we've got Ron calling from Spokane. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Well, hi, Dr. Stan. I just had a couple of questions.
Okay, you
maybe
go right
you can
ahead.
Help me. Well, the accused is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the United States.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be.
And it's the opposite way, I believe, in the United Kingdom. I believe you're guilty until proven innocent.
All right. I'm not an expert on law in Great Britain, but go ahead.
Well, I was just, where does it, does it say any of that in the Constitution at all, or?
Well, no, but this is basically, our laws in America are based upon British laws, and the original British laws were that you were innocent, you were proven guilty, and the government had to prove you were guilty. And you were, you know, suddenly we were free men here in America. Our whole system of justice was built upon British justice, and this whole idea of a trial by jury, and the defendant had rights. These were rights and ideas that had been perfected in England going all the way back to the Magna Carta. And of course, we inherited, almost 500 years of British law when America was established. But here in America, while you're innocent until you're proven guilty, certainly the jury was to have the right not only to determine guilt or innocence, but if the law was accurate. And of course, there was always a question that sometimes the laws were unjust. And that was, of course, the whole idea that the jury could nullify the laws. Of course, everything is being done to undermine those concepts. Today, they want a ruling elite, and they want the judge to be able to tell the jury how they will vote. And I know when I was called for jury duty, and certainly the judge has said to those of us in the audience, is there anyone here that will not accept my statement as to what the law means? In other words, basically, you are not to have anything to say about what the law means. I will tell you what the law means. In essence, I will tell you how to vote, and you will do what I tell you to do. Well, this is not certainly the American system of jurisprudence, but unfortunately, when a nation turns against God, why, of course, you begin to lose the foundation of legal justice, and this is tragically what's happening in America, and as a result, no man's life or family or property are safe today. Anything else, Ron?
Yes, sir, I have a question. The definition of the term republic, I think it's the Article 4 of the Constitution that guarantees each state will have a republican form of government. When we pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic.
Right.
Now, from what I understand, republic means a nation of a rule of law. But if you look in the dictionary, it says something about we elect elected officials or something like that.
Well, remember, Chris, they've taken over the dictionaries, they've taken over the encyclopedia, so they've taken over everything because they do not want us to understand what a republic is. You're right, a nation of law. Democracy is the nation where the majority makes the rules, and of course there is no protection. Basically, down through the years, they've tried democracies. They never work, and that's why our founders created a republic based upon this concept that you would limit the power of government so men could be free. But it was to be a government of law, not of men, and men could not change the laws. They could only be changed by very, very difficult methods. And, of course, it's so expedient to give people whatever they want to. And what we have today is a situation where we have almost 150 million people who are getting either food stamps or free medical care or suddenly Social Security payments or they're getting suddenly housing supplements or all sorts of supplements. And basically, of course, as a result of that, we've lost the concept of being a republic. People will vote for the people who promised them to give them the most. And unfortunately, why, unless there's a miraculous change in the attitude of our people, the America we've known is gone and will never be returned. Go ahead, Ron.
When precisely did they change that in the dictionary? Do you know when that occurred?
No, I really can't tell you, but of course, certainly our founding fathers understood a republic. When they made up the Pledge of Allegiance, they understood what a republic was. Every single one of our states is a republic. If you look up, they read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Federalist Papers, and certainly the constitutions of the various states, you will never see the use of the word democracy other than to decry it and say, we do not want a democracy. As it says in the tense of the Federalist Papers, democracies are air spectacles of turmoil and contention, are incompatible with personal property and personal liberty, and as usually are short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. That's Federalist Paper number 10, I think it was written by James Madison, and that's what it's all about, and I fear that he's absolutely right. Democracies are air spectacles of turmoil and contention, and you can see the growing, certainly, violence in America. Democracies are air incompatible with personal liberty and personal security and private liberty, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. And I really fear for this country that we're going to lose it very soon as the tempo of violence increases and certainly of murder, and I think we're moving into massive demonstrations. And you try to cut back on the government providing people, they're going to be out in the street demanding what they're entitled to. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, that's, I believe, why they, when people get into discussions, they want to use the 1828 Webster's definitions of words, because words have been deliberately changed to change the debate. I think the first thing you have to do when you have a debate is define your terms, and if they could undermine the terms, then they can win the debate.
Well, we carry the 1828 Webster's Dictionary. You can get that by calling our number, 1-800-544-8927. Everybody should have a 1828 Webster's Dictionary.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken it upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. Judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, well, I would love to hear from you, and you can subscribe to our newsletter, or you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you can certainly buy the various products that we talk about, or help us with our advertising, or you can get the various tape sets and certainly DVDs and books and other items we offer. And if you'd like a free catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help Radio Liberty financially, we ask you to pray for us, for our provision and our protection, because that, of course, is our only protection we have in this wicked world that we live in as we speak out against the evil forces that dominate both of our political parties and make mockery of the concepts of freedom. I would simply point out that there is a product that certainly advertises with us. It's called ProPax. ProPax with NT factor, and NT factor is nutritional factor. And certainly many people who, of course, have chronic fatigue and need energy and just can't function. And one of them, of course, is my granddaughter. She takes ProPax with NT factor. It helps her, and I get that for her. Same thing with my son, but a lot of people certainly suffer from chronic fatigue. We have millions of people with chronic fatigue, and if you're one of them, you might give serious consideration to getting NT factor, ProPax with NT factor. And certainly we're going to have Dr. Ella Thorpe on and Dr. Garth Nicholson. Both of them certainly have looked into this. Both of them believe this is helpful. And both of them are going to be speaking with us later this month about this. I think Garth will be with us on Thursday, as a matter of fact. And, of course, he is certainly a tenured professor, was a tenured professor, until, of course, he told the truth, and then they threatened his life. And he was actually forced to leave Texas, where he was a senior professor. And I talked to some of his students. They all loved him. But he came to California and set up the Institute for Medicine. But certainly, if you'd like to know more about ProPax with NT factor, the telephone number is 980. Let's see, the telephone number is 1-800-982-9158. 1-800-982-9158. Let me suggest you give that number a call. Or go up on our webpage, and we should have a link from my webpage to their webpage. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, that you'll get a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you'll want to get a copy of Tom Horn's book, Petrus Romanus, which certainly will give you insight into the fact that the Pope was going to resign. It was written a year ago, and he actually said there that the Pope would resign, and he thought it would be certainly in the first part of last year, in February, March, and actually the Pope did resign at that time, but he only told a few of the cardinals. They were sworn to secrecy, and he publicly declared it this year that he would be leaving. He's going to be leaving the end of this month, and there's going to be a new Pope. Basically, there are all sorts of prophecies going back to the 1100s that there are going to be some dramatic and catastrophic events that are going to be associated with the new pope. And there is certainly material written in the Zohar, the Jewish Zohar, certainly 700 years ago, talking about this new pope who's going to be coming into power. And he may be coming into power in just a little over a month. We're living in exciting and prophetic times. The book, Petrus Romanus, Tom Horn's book. My book, of course, is Brotherhood of Darkness. And they both tell the same story about the spiritual battle that's taking place. So if you have an opportunity to actually, if you'd like to get the CD or the tape of the tonight's program with Tom Horn, I think it was one of the most important interviews we've done in some time. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, where you can, of course, listen to our internet programs either live 4 hours a day, or certainly you can listen to them archived 24 hours a day. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, protection till tomorrow. May the Lord be with you. Beside her.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is February 19th, 2013. It is Tuesday. And guess what? They have done an audit of the Treasury from the standpoint of gold. And you want to know why? It's going to take so many years to give Germany their gold back. We'll talk about that. The Treasury has now released results of the New York Fed gold audit. Inadvertently, by the way. Interesting story there. And the U.S., who is not allowed to intervene in Mali, is going to do it anyway. That's right. They're going to play end run around international rules now. They do end run around national rules, but now it's going to be international rules. They're going to go ahead and do whatever they choose to do in Mali. Now, those of you who are new listening to the program are saying, what state is Mali in? Well, it's in Africa, but they're going to do whatever they choose to do with Mali, because